Hey there, this is Dee.
And I'm Miles.
Welcome to
So, how's that working out for you? And we got something to talk about.
Let's get into it. Hey there, it's your girl Dee.
Yo, yo, it's your boy Miles.
And we're back.
Yes, sir.
Woo, it's been a minute.
Yes, it has.
I'm glad we're back.
Yes, sir.
Where you been, Miles? What you been up to, man?
Man, you know, we just been on our own personal journey. Like I tell y'all, boy, this is a journey for us too as well. And we've been on one these last few months ourselves.
And we've been on one?
Yes, sir.
Alrighty, so jumping into it, we have questions from the listeners.
I can bet there is.
Actually, we got quite a few emails and voice messages. Thank you guys so much. People were mostly wondering where we are and are we still doing the podcast?
I know, right? And I get it. Hey, you know, it's like I said, we're going to get into that a little bit. We've been on a little journey.
Yep. And the answer to that is yes, we're still here. Thank you guys so much for sticking with us, though.
That's right.
And anybody else out there, if you want to contact us, shoot us an email at dandmiles@gmail.com. That's dandmiles@gmail.com, or leave a voice message at 872-304-5683. That's 872-304-LOVE. We would love to hear from you. It's always fun to hear from the listeners.
That's right. It is. It's always
feedback.
Good. It's always good. You guys keep it exciting, and it's good to be missed.
And so, like you were saying, we have been pretty busy.
Yeah, yeah, we've been busy in multiple ways, no doubt about it.
We've been busy. We're still trying to figure all this out, y'all, like we always say.
And that's the big one, y'all. It's like we continue to tell you that, you know, as we develop, we're developing together. And as we understand this, we are spreading it out and experiencing it at the same time.
And you've seen the title, Beef Part 2.
Beef. You know we got some.
So, could that be why we've been away for so long? Mm. Have I had to drop another diss track?
Yeah, we'll get into it.
Stay tuned and find out.
No doubt.
We will definitely get into all that.
That's right.
But first of all, Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Which I call Turkey Day.
Yeah.
Because of history and all that, but I digress. Yeah. But yeah, Thanksgiving just passed.
Yeah. You know, our first time actually pre-COVID or what, you know, after COVID that we've actually spent time outside of the house. Outside the house.
Because last year it was just the three of us.
It was just the three of us. So that was definitely enjoyable doing it with family.
Oh, yeah. So it was amazing, though. I mean, it was just the way I like it. Cozy, fun, drama-free, and spent with loved ones.
Yeah, very cozy.
And we ate some good food, shared some good laughs.
And them Raiders got them Cowboys.
What'd you say?
I'm just saying them Raiders, you know, they had a good game against...
they did. They had a really good game.
Yeah.
definitely, we did too much.
Oh, gosh.
We
been doing too much.
Hurt ourselves on them dang leftovers, y'all.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, sir.
So we were up late eating. We got up in the morning eating.
Yes, sir.
We was hanging out, thinking of getting back home to eat.
Yes, right.
Oh, my goodness. We did too much.
No doubt. No doubt. Going to have to work extra hard at gym.
I know, and I haven't even been working out. Dang it.
Yeah, we got to get busy. It's on, man.
Man.
We really enjoyed. We had some time off together. We just enjoyed it.
Yeah, we've been having quite a few days off.
And having those days off. And part of why we're here today, kind of, you know, we kind of just had some time to be together and think about some things and talk about some things. And here we are today.
So another thing that we've been up to, we want to catch you guys up. We watched the movie The Harder They Fall on Netflix.
Ooh.
Man, I thought it was great. What did you think about it?
You know, hey, it was awesome. And just what it represented for me as an older man and starting to like him as a kid. Man, it was amazing.
But see, my thing was, because my dad and my brother liked watching Westerns, I didn't know anything about black cowboys growing up.
Yeah.
And then the ones you've seen every now and then, it was just like, they were sidekicks or whatever. But I actually learned of Black Cowboys as an adult. So this movie had me really excited because I already knew the names.
But your adult son was like, we have Black Cowboys?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Which is bad on my part because growing up, I taught them a lot about Black history.
That's
but
right.
That's part of Black history I left out because I didn't even know.
We missed that one because we sure didn't know. And if we would have known, it would have been nice.
Yeah.
We could have grown up with that knowledge.
But yeah, like I said, this movie had me so excited. So, of course, the storyline, it wasn't real, but the folks actually existed. The names that you hear in this this movie, they actually existed.
Yeah.
And I don't even think they really crossed paths with one another back then. And another thing, because I always do my research when I hear about things, it was interesting to know that they were actually younger when they made history
they were
in real
wild
life.
Boys.
Yeah, they were heck of young. They were teenagers.
Teenagers doing their physical.
A lot of them were teenagers. And it's believed that some of our favorite cowboy characters from the shows we grew up watching, for instance, like the Long Ranger and a few others.
Man, grew up on that.
Were based on some of these Black cowboys that existed here in the
liked
U.S.
To known that.
I know, right?
Would have liked to
and
know that.
And even like
up.
Some of the John Wayne storylines were based on some of the real life happenings with the Black cowboys.
Seek that information, y'all.
Hollywood would have us believe otherwise, but Black cowboys were actually a common sight back then.
Yeah, about 9,000 of them.
And one of my favorites is Stagecoach Mary.
Yeah.
She was not to be played with in real life. She didn't look like that though. She looked like in the movie.
But she was still handling that biz wax.
Another thing that's been going on with us to catch you all up. We've been meeting new people and hanging out.
Oh, yeah.
It's been fun.
That COVID thing now it's being over. And now that we have these new jobs, we're just meeting people and enjoying different things outside of, you know, that COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just nice to add some flavor.
And we've been meeting other empty nesters. It's fun being empty nesters.
No doubt.
We can just get up and go. Last minute, no plans. Because that's how we do. We make people irritated because we don't be having no plans.
Never do.
We be last minute. And we just get an idea and we just go do it.
That's
we
right.
don't like it, we move on to something else.
Yeah.
We just bounce. Yep, we experience something and be like, we out.
Take the L, let's go.
Oh, another thing we've done, speaking of just getting up and do, we just got back from a road trip to Chicago.
Chi-town.
It was my first time being there. You been there before?
Well, I've stepped through it. I had the opportunity to go with some friends and on a little golf tournament.
Yeah.
But really didn't get to experience Chicago anyway like we did. I just went to the stadium, which was awesome.
Mm-hmm. That was my first time being there.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It was so nice. We took our electric scooters.
Man.
And we rode around seeing all the sights.
Yes,
we covered so much ground on our scooters.
Yeah.
So, hey, you guys, if you saw a couple riding through
Chicago.
Chicago downtown on their scooters.
Yeah, and there was nobody
that was
else.
Us.
That was us. Because there wasn't nobody else doing it.
No, nobody else was on their scooters.
No, we were just out there.
Yep, that was us. The weather was nice. It was cold.
Yeah.
But it was clear.
Yeah.
And we ate too damn much there, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Ugh, we've been doing the most.
Yeah, we're about to settle this down.
Okay, so while driving, headed to Chicago, we had a relationship state of the union. And we talked about our state of the union before in a previous episode. And it's when we just speak openly about what's going on with no judgment, no blame.
Rules.
We give our perspective on how we see things in a relationship. So like you said, we establish the rules in the beginning before we talk.
One person only gets to speak.
Mm-hmm.
The other one just gets to sit. And listen and summarize.
And then you summarize what you heard, what you got from it.
That way they know that you heard what they had to say. You're
yeah.
not just sitting there. That's why that's important to summarize that.
Because
then they know that you was actually listening. And
then
if
so,
you didn't get it, they can explain it to you again.
And so we give our own perspective on how we see things in relationship. And the important thing on my part is we stick to the point.
Yeah, one point at a time.
We stick to whatever we're talking about so you're not all over the place.
That's right.
And then we even decided, when we set our rules, we even decided to say stop if it gets too overwhelming.
Yep.
And so the reason we had the State of the Union, I figured because we're going to be in the car a couple hours driving, mm-hmm. that would be a perfect time to mm-hmm. just talk because we've been a little off for a while. Things have been off.
Oh, yeah. Things have been real off. And that's what we talk about with this, with these skills that we weren't using and some of the things we're not paying attention to that is happening around us and not actually putting it through the process. We found ourselves in a tough place.
We have. And so we've just been a bit more irritated, mm-hmm. a lot less patient with each mm-hmm. other, a little snappy. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, when you're like that, there becomes a lag in intimacy.
Mm-hmm. Trust.
And, trust. And your little insecurities kind mm-hmm. of slip in. Things that you don't even think of mm-hmm. normally. Mm-hmm. And it just becomes a negative cycle.
Yeah.
And so
the State of Union's kind of bring that all back together, giving you an opportunity on some fair ground.
Well,
to
that's
have that conversation.
That's when you got beef.
That's when you got beef.
That's when you be set tripping.
Yeah, and see, and like we said, and this is what we try to grow. We've tried to grow up into is trying to get that beef done the right way.
Yeah, can you get beef done the right way? Nah, how I do it is I have to write 16 bars. And then I start banging on them.
You just need to figure out how to work that beef.
So what? That didn't sound right. always come
what
back.
What are you talking about?
Okay.
That's your mind. Get your mind out of that place.
Yeah, okay. It's my mind.
Get your mind out of that place.
It always comes back to beef.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
Okay. So, Miles.
Yes.
When we were talking about our, we call it beef, but we were just talking about our states.
Well, yeah, and as you know, like we said, in the last podcast, we were already in this process, if you don't recall. And I was telling you how after this COVID thing, now that we're working and on these schedules, it's been a challenge.
We're doing our separate things.
It's been a challenge.
Yeah.
And we got to figure it out. And guess what, y'all? We're still figuring it out. It got a little even tougher.
Well, but the thing is, we discovered during this conversation is where we've fallen off is our shared meaning.
That shared meaning.
We haven't been having our shared meaning together.
We haven't been talking about our love maps. Mm-hmm. You know, we haven't been talking about that. We haven't been talking about sharing that fondness, turning towards each other, that perspective. You know, are we having the right perspective? You know, are we maintaining our life dreams? And are we having... Bottom line, do we have a shared meaning?
Well, our shared, and we've come to the conclusion, because some of our shared meanings, I think we've shared this with the people before, mm-hmm. one thing we do is we walk.
Yeah.
Take walks.
That's right.
And we talk.
That's right.
So that's great for health-wise, uh-huh. and it's also great mentally, emotionally, and for our relationships. And
for our relationship house.
It's
one of the foundations that helped us build our relationship house.
Is having that shared meaning, and our particular one is walking. That's something mm-hmm. we like to do. Mm-hmm. It's like I've said before, it's part of our therapy. It's been part of our therapy for the past few years.
Yeah. Well, it's the pace you build your love maps, and you talk about shared dreams that you have together, and you're open to conflict while you're walking. Mm-hmm. It's like it's the method to creating or help create that great relationship house.
Right. And so what's another thing? One of our shared meanings was walking. Uh-huh. Oh, and our podcast was another shared meaning that we were having.
Mm-hmm. And working on our degree.
And working towards our degree, schooling.
And doing our schooling. Mm-hmm. And just kind of bringing all those together and doing it together.
And we fell away from that.
Fell away.
You started doing your thing. I started doing my thing.
Yeah.
And we kind of got away from that.
We did. We just kind
of got away from it. We hadn't done it.
And come to find out, those were the things that helped us build our relationship house. Mm-hmm. From those rituals that we talk about.
Yeah, the rituals.
But stone rituals, like they happen every day.
Like our foundation.
Yeah. That's what helped us build our relationship house. And then when you took those out or changed up how they flowed, it created a problem.
Right. And we kind of felt what? Kind of like... separate?
Yeah, very distant.
Not as close.
Even though we were doing things together. Yeah. So like we were still going out to eat and little things, but they weren't the things that built us. Those mm-hmm. were like branches. And we weren't working on the things that built us. The walking.
Yeah.
Our
talks.
Our talks on those walks. Mm-hmm. And then also
our activities
our schooling
together with
and
our studying.
Working together to build our dream.
Yeah.
And... you know, we and fell back on the counseling folks. I fell back on all those things.
And I know I feel, we talked about this too in our State of the Union. Mm-hmm. I fell back on the counseling because I'm like, if we're not good,
yeah,
how can we counsel mm-hmm. others?
That's right.
And give them advice.
That's
and
right.
Tell them which way to go.
Yeah.
And how to look at things.
That's right. And transpired into our podcast. You know, mm-hmm. we kind of distanced ourselves because we...
What are we going to talk about?
We had to go through some processes to get back.
Yeah. Like, we don't want to be out here talking and not doing it, not
yeah.
living it. Because
yeah.
the things we talk about, we're actually living.
It's real.
We're
us.
Actually
it's,
doing this.
It's doing.
We were actually beefing.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually writing some bars.
Mm-hmm. And I was just kind of doing me and not paying attention,
mm-hmm.
you know? And... she was doing her. We were just not paying attention. We weren't turning towards each other. We were letting arguments build and not coming back within
the
first
24. Yeah, we weren't coming back to
get them squared away.
Yeah,
or
square things away.
Get to a perspective of where we understood each other.
An agreement.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, speaking of agreement, you don't always have to agree.
That's
sometimes
right.
we agree to disagree.
Yeah, we just come back to it and make sure both sides are heard.
Mm-hmm.
And we summarize and they heard. We weren't
right.
doing any of these things. We weren't doing these tools that we needed to do, and we weren't working from our foundation.
And so now that we've had that State of the Union, how do you feel?
Well,
Do you feel any different?
I believe we still have the work in front of us.
Of course. But how do you feel now?
I feel like we have a plan. And
mm-hmm.
I know when you have a plan,
absolutely.
I know that, you know, then we can execute. Then I can find a routine again.
Well, I must say, I felt lighter. I felt like there was a weight lifted.
Mm-hmm.
I got some things off my chest.
Mm-hmm.
And it always feels good when you feel like there's a weight lifted.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I appreciate your ability to listen and not internalize and feel blamed.
Because
mm-hmm. it's really easy to feel blamed.
That's what we do as guys.
And then you're like, well, shit, why are you with me if
yeah.
you got all these damn complaints?
And guys, we need to understand and remember this, and we've talked about this, is... we're not responsible for how they feel.
Mm-hmm.
We're not responsible for how their perspective of things are. That's theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Our job is just to listen and to understand, not to agree. And
right.
if we happen to agree, man, awesome. If
it's
not,
great. But if not, it's still
no.
my perspective. Because you don't
yeah.
see it my way or
yeah.
don't agree
yeah.
doesn't mean it's not real.
Yeah.
It's just how I see it and how I feel.
Being able to get to that point, y'all. That's a hard place to get to. That's not just easy. You just don't wake up and do it. You have to really work at it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to say, you know what? Okay, what's the process for this for us? So let's do it.
And
okay?
Write.
And let's put it in writing. Let's do it.
And we've been doing this for a very long time. We've been together for a very long time.
Yeah.
We still fall off.
That's right. That's
we
right.
still have to regroup and come back.
Well, why do those numbers, we talked about that in past podcasts, is why are those numbers so high in our age bracket, you guys? Why are we divorcing at such
yeah.
at a high rate or mm-hmm. separating at such a high rate at our age? It's because that simple thing of being able to come back and have the conversation about what you're disagreeing about, it to understanding each other, you know, building that relationship
yeah.
house.
Instead of piling on.
Yeah.
All the negativity.
That's right.
We come back.
Yeah, we turn towards each other.
Yeah.
Are you doing that?
Oh, that's a big one, turning
yeah.
towards.
And are you looking at your relationship and saying, are you giving it the right perspective? Are you looking at it as all the good things that that person does? Or are you focused on just all the bad things that
mm-hmm.
they're doing? Because you guys...
And the bad is so easy to focus on.
It is, and we do it. And I guarantee you that special person in your life is doing more good than bad.
Mm-hmm.
And if you focus... your mentals on what they're doing good, you can get through the bad. It's when you focus everything on the bad is when you can't get through. It's like
right.
a never-ending tunnel.
And I can attest to that. Putting
yeah.
forth effort and focusing on the good.
And that's
like,
not
why
easy.
Why am I being negative?
Yeah. That's not an easy thing to do, you guys, what
yeah.
we just said. And that's why we fall back and we're always still trying to work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we want you to understand is that, hey, it's enjoying each other, having fun, laughing, being a friend. All those things you got to continue to check back in.
And so if I focus on, man, he ate the last piece of sweet potato pie, homemade, I didn't get any. See, I could be negative and focus on that, or I could say, dang, he liked my pie so much that he just couldn't help himself.
I appreciate that perspective.
What's that joke about sweet potato pie? Or is it pumpkin pie? Does it taste like pumpkin pie?
Yeah.
What's that?
I don't remember, but I do remember what you're talking about. Yeah. Where's your mind at today?
I don't know.
Where's your mind at today?
Because you said beef.
We got the beef.
So that took me somewhere else. But like we said, we wanted to share. We had our state of the union.
That's right.
We just put things out in the open.
Tool, y'all.
With each other. We used our tools.
Yeah.
And we talked. We listened.
Yeah.
We got a little irritated, a little upset.
Uh-huh.
But we didn't hold on to it. We didn't just add that baggage
mm-hmm.
to our bags.
And we still got all the work to do.
Yeah, you know, we still have work to do.
We still got all the work to do.
You know, it's a work in progress.
Yeah.
And we've already started. So we didn't just talk, like I said, in conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't just talk about it. We're mm-hmm. now putting it into action.
Yeah.
So we're rekindling our shared meaning.
Mm-hmm.
We're not just talking about it.
Yeah.
We're actually doing.
Yeah, we're going to put a couple processes in place.
We're going to do.
Yeah, we're going to make a couple different time slots work. We're going to change things around. We're really going to put some focus on our shared meaning
mm-hmm.
and building our dreams together. Because
back to
that,
it.
Man, that's the rooftop of your house, right?
Yep.
I mean, that's where we want to get to. We want to have those shared meanings and we want to have those dreams together, working on them together with each other.
So stay tuned for more.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been fun.
No
I'm
doubt.
So glad you guys are sticking with us. We really appreciate
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Like a relationship. Don't quit. Don't
yeah.
put on us.
And we'll keep up this, we got to keep up this work, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
There's
a lot
stop.
More to come, you guys.
It doesn't stop.
A lot more to come.
We're doing it. We're doing it right here with you and just really wanted to share with you that this is a journey. Those
mm-hmm.
are two really, really good tools, you know, having that state of the union. And then sitting back and having that evaluation and talk about it and,
mm-hmm.
and then put something into action.
And put it into action.
And understand that you're building that relationship house. And you have some things to do. You have to share in each other. You have to turn towards each other. You have to have a positive perspective. You have to manage that conflict. Know when to take the timeouts. Know when to back away. Know when to take that 20 minutes. You know, and then just create some dreams and a shared meaning to each other. I'm telling you, we do some of these things. I know we can't do them all at once, but if we work on those, wow. You know, that's what we're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
It brings me back to focus.
And we're doing little by little. We're not just jamming it all down each other's throats.
Yeah, and we have to manage it, right? We have to just slowly work on it like we are, you know? And we want to be able to, when we're counseling people and we're going through this process with people that we can actually understand.
Yeah, we can relate.
Yeah. We can relate.
Because I know I do better talking to someone when I know they know what I'm talking about. They can relate to me.
Correct. Yeah. And I think that's what everybody wants is somebody they can listen to, they can relate.
Yeah, buddy.
No doubt.
So, you guys, stay tuned for more.
Hey, we appreciate getting back at you. We hope this was positive and, you know, kind of gave you an idea of where we've been.
Yep, what we've been up to.
Yeah, we've just been working this game just like you got, like we want y'all.
Okay, so we're about to go turn towards each other.
That's how I look at your face. You got a line coming in next
week. We're about to go turn towards each other. And on that note, until next time.
I'll let you, boy.
We out.
All right, y'all. Till next time.
Peace.